And today we'll be focusing on the challenges and roadblocks that we might encounter when discerning and using spiritual gifts. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the news, if you're just hopping on, I'm really hoping to engage with you guys a lot in the comments instead of having all the reflection questions at the end as we have been doing. We're going to kind of sprinkle them throughout so we can hopefully get your input and your feedback, because this topic, you know, I think there's a lot of guidance in the Bible, but it's not something that we necessarily have the answer for. Certainly that I don't have the answers for, but I think it's just really interesting to discuss and kind of take these concepts and look at our past experiences and how we can learn from them, and as we move forward, you know, use the spiritual gifts that God has given us to the best of our ability. So here are the references that I used for the sessions today. These are three online articles. You can definitely check out those links if you're interested in learning more. But kicking off with the first reflection question. So what is a challenge you have personally experienced related to spiritual gifts? Now, we've talked about a lot of the challenges that can come up even throughout these last sessions, but just think back to your past. Maybe it's in your ministry. Maybe it's just in a case where you were working with another Christian. What is a challenge you have personally experienced related to spiritual gifts? So I'd love to see you share that in the comments. I'll be turning over to the screen to see if anyone has shared. But with that question in mind, we'll move into some of these first difficulties. So it can be a major challenge just to discern your own gifts. Right, we talked about the spiritual gift assessments, you know, maybe connecting with a mentor or ministry leader that can help guide you through this process. But I think it's fair to say that this can be frustrating. It can be challenging, and it can be not easy. So I think, you know, taking the effort of persistence in this and, you know, really just diving into the Word and getting close with God can help guide this process. But even just, you know, speaking it into existence and saying that the process of discernment can be difficult. And not only is it a one-time kind of thing, it is something that's ongoing. So, you know, that can be tolling. It can be taxing. And then even if, you know, we've come to this place where we feel like we have an understanding of our spiritual gift, it can be difficult to find the right venue for your gift. So this is something we're going to dive into next week a little bit more on kind of those avenues for really harnessing and using your spiritual gift. But sometimes the place you're in might not be a perfect fit with that gift. So how do we address that? Or maybe we don't even know where to start. And I think we kind of addressed this in previous sessions, but it is, you know, frustrating to find maybe what's a good fit and what's a good route to really put those spiritual gifts into practice. And lastly, this is a big one, using your gifts as an excuse or a barrier to service. So I think this can manifest in many different ways, but one example maybe would be, you know, if you feel like your spiritual gift is not related to mercy at all, right? It can be an excuse to say, well, I don't really have to show compassion to that person because that doesn't really fit into my spiritual gift. Or say, you know, you have the spiritual gift of teaching, but administration is not one of your gifts. You say, well, I don't really have to be organized. I don't think I really have to work with, you know, those that organize in my church or are the leaders in my church. I'm just kind of going to do my own thing, stay in my lane, and stick to teaching, right? And, you know, that can be very problematic, because even though we might not be gifted with that particular spiritual gift, it doesn't mean A, that we can't collaborate with others with that gift, and B, that we don't have to use some of those skills related to those gifts. And again, that connects to, you know, barrier to service, where we might not be pushing ourselves, putting ourselves outside of our comfort zone to connect with others. And, you know, another example of that, you know, if you feel like evangelism, you maybe don't have the confidence, or you feel like that isn't your gift or your lane. That doesn't mean that you can't be evangelizing or using your testimony to influence others. So very interesting to consider. I see several people typing. So yeah, if you have any, you know, input or experience with some of these challenges, I'd love to see that shared in the comments. So moving forward to the next slide. Denying or discrediting spiritual gifts. So this can be within yourself or projecting that onto others. So, you know, we talked about tongues or prophecy, and how oftentimes, well, this can kind of go both ways. Some people believe that it's not a spiritual gift anymore. Others believe that, yeah, it is something that's exaggerated, or maybe that it's a better gift than others. This can go into any of the spiritual gifts, but it can be really harmful to deny people or not validate them of their spiritual gifts, or again, putting those gifts into some sort of hierarchical format. It's degrading to the body of Christ, and it doesn't reflect well on the belief that we are all stronger together. And then exaggerating your gifts. And this one can really be a slippery slope. We talked about how gifts are something that we have to develop, we have to work on, we have to communicate with God on how he wants us to use it. So if we're kind of overconfident and overstepping in our gifts, it's detrimental. And, you know, it can get us into some sticky situations for sure. Oh, Jerry, thank you for sharing this comment here. I'll read it. My main gifts are evangelism and teaching, but I have a gift of healing that I do not understand. Some people are healed and some are not. I quit trying to use the gift of healing for several years because I thought maybe I did not have it. Then several people asked for prayer and the Lord gave abundant healing. I myself am a recipient of miracle healing. I'm not sure when to lay my hand on and when not to. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, healing is extremely powerful. And again, I think that's one of those gifts that, you know, people are a little hesitant, even as you kind of describe, to really harness or display. And there's a lot of discernment that goes into that. So yeah, I think, you know, even discerning that within yourself can be a huge challenge. So I prayers for you as you continue to kind of work with the Lord and discern within yourself what that will look like. But what an amazing gift, and thank you for sharing that comment. So another reflection question here: how do these challenges negatively affect the body of Christ, your church, or your ministry, right? We're sharing these challenges because they're things we all probably might or will encounter, but really it's our response to these things, right? These are pitfalls, these are sins that are, you know, we're bound to encounter. It's just a part of this world. But if we examine, you know, what these effects are, I think we can better kind of mitigate how we navigate them and mitigate the risk and the inherent negative outcomes. Another huge challenge is the over-individualization of gifts. So this connects well, you know, with looking at the body of Christ. And this quote from Christianity Today kind of describes it. When spiritual gifts are misunderstood through being over-individualized, denied, divorced from community, or otherwise distorted, it is the church that suffers. The church truly becomes the church only when the biblical meaning of spiritual gifts is recovered. A church whose life and ministry is not built upon the exercise of spiritual gifts is biblically a contradiction in terms. So that quote really kind of sums it all up, right? The spiritual gifts are given to be used all in conjunction with one another. And when we take a spiritual gift and you know, turn it into a personal talent or something that we've really worked on and, you know, we take credit for, it totally divorces it. It separates it from the church and how God intended it to be used. And, you know, as we've seen in the verses we've looked back on in the past sessions, the Bible really outlines that, you know, that last line, a church is built on the exercise of spiritual gifts, each using and harnessing our own in the best way we can and working in conjunction with others. So we want to avoid, you know, contradicting that, right? Because that's not the vision and the kind of structure that the Lord intended for the church. All right, we have another comment from David here. He says, others established pastors are finding it hard to accept my current training. Example, very few men of God are willing to take up the role of mentor for online ministry training. Some are willing to accept the spiritual gifts manifesting as I'm learning with CLI. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, that's a tough challenge. And I think, it, you know, the world is getting a little more used to this online training format. But again, in a lot of churches, it's not something that's traditional. A lot of pastors have gone through years and years of training and seminary. So a lot of times there can be conflict or maybe misunderstanding with that. But it's encouraging that you say, you know, some are willing to accept the spiritual spiritual gifts manifesting that you're learning with CLI. And of course, that is my prayer and, you know, our whole vision for Christian leaders is that in whatever way you're looking to serve, whatever kind of venue for ministry you have, that your gifts and talents and knowledge of the Bible and of all the things related to that grow as you're studying here. So thank you for sharing that, David. Some other challenges, staying open to additional gifts. As I said with that first slide, this discernment process is continual. And oftentimes when we start to get confident or feel that the Lord is really using one of our given spiritual gifts, we can become closed off to the rest of them. So really challenging ourselves to stay open to new opportunities and that this is kind of a lifelong process. And then, you know, confusing gifts with natural abilities or talents. And this one's really tricky, I think, because a lot of times our gifts might coincide a lot with our natural abilities and talents. But again, making that distinction that spiritual gifts come directly from God. They're something that He imparts upon us, and it's nothing of our own ability. So just being aware of that and in others and helping others discern their spiritual gifts and just having that definition in place, it will reduce a lot of that confusion. All right, so the third and fourth reflection questions here. Are there other types of difficulties you've experienced that weren't mentioned, right? These are just kind of overlying categories, but there may be an experience you had that you feel could be helpful to others in this mini course. And then secondly, what does it look like to overcome these challenges for you personally? And what about as a broader group, right? Thinking of maybe your church congregation or your ministry as a whole, what does it look like as you overcome and address these challenges? And right, again, I give the disclaimer that, you know, I don't have all the answers for these things, but I think one of the great things about this venue, whether it's live or recorded or as you take this mini course on our learning platform, just sharing our own experiences really can help codify and build others up and give them exposure to these various types of situations that they might encounter down the road. All our students have such a breadth and depth of experience and knowledge, and being able to share it all together is a gift. So I definitely encourage you to think on those reflection questions, and even if you're not sharing them now, hopefully we can read those responses in the forums of the mini course when it's eventually live on Moodle. So some final challenges, separating the gift from the giver. This goes back to maybe, you know, taking credit for the gift or using a gift and defining it more as a talent, personal talent. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 6 says, there are different kinds of working, but all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Right? So God, again, is the one who imparts these gifts. And when we're using it separately from Him, in whatever way that is, separating the gift from the giver ultimately is a violation of that gift that has been entrusted to us. And, you know, the results are not as the Lord intended it. So as we wrap up, I encourage you to revisit 1 Corinthians 12, we've shared many passages from here throughout the mini course, but with all these challenges in mind, I think most of them can really be addressed just by turning back to Scripture, by turning back to those verses where Paul outlines the spiritual gifts and how they're intended, how they're delivered, really just getting back to those roots. So I didn't share a whole lot of Bible verses today with the intent that we just look back at that chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, and in the context of these challenges, read those verses, take them to heart, meditate on them, and then think about how you can apply those in your life in reference to spiritual gifts. So let's see what the comments are saying. Hello, Tanya. Welcome. She said, I'm doing this course too. I'm a good listener. People seem like they can open up to me. Yeah, that's a great great point there. Interesting to think about in the context of what's been shared here. So in the next session, we're going to dive into kind of the applications. So what are the venues for using spiritual gifts, ministry, family, job, and others? And how can this knowledge be applied in your life, in your education, and your ministry? And then to kind of wrap it up, you know, how do the spiritual gifts relate to the seven connections that most of you have learned about in the Connections course? This is really the DNA of Christian leaders. So connecting it back to that, you know, is important in contextualizing and moving forward on this journey.